This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and joining me, as always, is Swiss chocolate maker Connor Lawler.
I just love when they're shaped like the Alps.
It's in a Toblerone factory, as it goes. I don't know why I throw you improv every week. I'm really sorry.
You know I'm bad.
You do great.
That's why.
You do great every time. Everyone loves it.
You sound like my mom.
You played a great tree in the school play, Connor.
Oh, well done. You were very good there in your no lines. Very
everyone
good.
Was looking at you. But Connor, I have a question for you.
Go on.
What's Hero or Zero?
Oh my God. It's your week, Sean. Is this serious or a setup?
It's a setup.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I just thought you'd genuinely forgotten.
So you, come on, you do what am I meant so to be doing today?
You do so little research. It's hard to...
I went through 4 wiki pages until I found this one.
Oh my God. So this is Hero Zero, where we choose one comic book character every single week. We talk to good points and their bad points. And we just generally give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. Now, I normally choose DC, and Sean normally chooses Marvel. So last week I did Clue Master, who's definitely not a copycat of the Riddler. Sean, it is your week. I'm interested to see what Marvel character that maybe not a lot of us have heard of you're doing this week.
I was thinking, Connor, because I was watching a few Marvel movies in the last week or so. And yeah. I was just like, man, what's the biggest loose thread that's been left hanging in the MCU that everyone wants to know about?
Oh, no.
That,
like, oh, for God. Played, oh, no.
Played by award-winning actor Tim Blake Nelson. Who could we possibly be covering but Samuel Stearns?
Oh, no.
A.K.A. The Leader.
Who?
from The Incredible Hulk, Connor.
Oh, no. I knew it was going to be from The Incredible Hulk, but I was sad.
You're still sad.
So
even when
doesn't know this story. By the way, me and Sean have a long running gag. If this is one of your first episodes, that me and Sean actually were used to be on the radio. They used to let us do a radio show live every single week.
Live, imagine that.
Live, completely. And what happened was, one week I said, wouldn't it be fun if we picked our favorite Marvel movies? This was like a few years ago, so before Endgame and Infinity War. And I said, pick our top 5. And you pick your top 5 and we'll come in, we'll have like a discussion of what's the best Marvel movie so far. And Sean came in. And now I will say, this is after Guardians of the Galaxy, after Winter Soldier, after Avengers, after Captain Civil War had already come out.
Just after Black Panther.
Yeah. Sean comes in. He does his list. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4 seems legit. Sitting in there, number 5 was The Incredible Hulk.
Just eking out Winter Soldier.
And I'll be honest, my head exploded. And at that point, I will admit that it's become a gag that Sean, for some reason, loves The Incredible Hulk, even though that movie is all right.
To the point that you got me a signed copy of The Incredible Hulk script for Christmas.
The script, I remember, yes.
Signed by the man himself, Tim Blake Nelson, as it goes.
I cannot wait. Tell me about Tim Blake Nelson's character.
Like him
his character as a man.
Well, he's a very nice man. No, this is Samuel Stearns, the leader, Incredible Hulk villain from the comics, and also an Incredible Hulk villain. he was.
Did you write that down?
No, I didn't. That was off the cuff, if you believe it.
Yeah, I believe it.
So, starting off, Samuel Stearns was originally a slow-witted individual and a high school dropout. He was alienated from his family as they focused more on his intelligent and successful older brother.
Is this written about you?
You're a fuck... Moving on!
I'm starting to know why you relate so much to that movie.
Stop it. That's not the reason.
Stop it, no!
Stop bullying me. He's going to listen to this now.
Yes.
As an adult, Samuel found employment working the night shift at, you're going to love this, a chemical research plant.
That's never going to go wrong. I'm assuming he never has any accidents.
One evening.
Oh, fuck.
He was moving canisters of waste material. When
and nothing happened. He kept his health and safety.
He had all of the certs in line, but no.
He had all the certs, followed all the signs, went home, finished his shift, and then he just went home, got his paycheck. He was very happy.
Did that for 40 years and died. No, he was moving canisters of waste material when one of the containers cracked open, bathing him in gamma radiation.
Oh, bathing. You don't want to be bathed in gamma radiation.
Very warm, though. Very warm for a few minutes. He survived what would normally be a lethal dose of radiation, but not without cost, Connor.
Oh, fuck.
For you see, he discovered that... at the start it seemed all good, okay? He discovered that his intellect had been increased 1,000-fold.
What the fuck are the chances?
He retained information with the accuracy of a computer from the 1960s, which is when he was written.
Comics really are dumb. You get covered in gamma radiation. Oh shit, now I can do Sudoku. Class.
He began reading voraciously, accumulating as much knowledge as he possibly could. Before long, however, his gamma irradiated body continued to mutate. His skin turned permanently green and his cranium increased in size.
Oh, no, so, but see, his brain just got too big.
He got too five head for everyone.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Okay. Now, and you might say, okay, well, at least he's still super smart. You know, he might have a big head, but he's super smart.
I mean, troughs and, like, there's roundabouts, hills, all those metaphors.
Swings also included in that.
Yeah, swings, yeah.
Eventually, though, the increased mental capabilities began to lessen. It was not until too late that he noticed this, until the external changes started to change as well. So, in addition to losing the smarts, he also lost the green skin and the big head.
So they gave him the braids and the green skin and the big head, and then they're after taking away all of his character traits.
Yes, but what you have here is a man who was, you know, fairly thick as shit, and then became super, super, super smart and knows what that's like.
Back to base level of normal.
Back to base level. So he has to come to terms with that.
It's a very roundabout way to get a character to just be normal.
Could have just gone to school.
Could have just read a book or two.
So he attempted to retain his super intellect, but realised that time had run out and he was now an ordinary human with baseline intelligence. Resigning himself to his fate, he took advantage of regaining his regular appearance to reintegrate himself into the society and abandon those delusional ideas of taking over the United States.
What an I delusional.
Now, he eventually gets a job as a coroner's assistant in New Mexico. Now, much to his surprise, he was asked to help on a job at a gamma base, Connor.
Oh, for God's sake. Like, would you ever go near it again? Although, actually, maybe he's swimming in the fucking stuff because he wants to read.
He's just fucking vaping gamma radiation at this point. He wants to read. Is that what you say?
He wants to read. He can't read anymore. He's so dumb.
So, the reason he was called to the gamma base as a coroner's assistant is that General Thaddeus Ross had died.
Mustache man.
No! Yeah,
Mustache Man died.
He's died a whole bunch. I wouldn't worry about
it.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to do Red Hulk for a while, but again, that's too much of a character.
Too much.
Now, while there, Stearns killed his co-worker. Samuel Stearns killed the coroner that he worked with, and he took the ambulance that had General Ross's corpse within it. The reason they did this is because Stearns saw Bruce Banner transform into the Hulk.
Right.
And he looked at him and was like, green skin. And
in my mind, he's so dumb. That's what his top. Green skin. You green skin.
We friends.
Green skin.
Let's be friends. So he followed Bruce Banner in the ambulance. And Bruce was on his way to one of his old hidden gamma labs. And what he did was Hulk manipulated Banner to use the gamma radiation on himself. This is how Grey Hulk was created. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Stearns told the Grey Hulk that he could permanently get rid of Banner from him if he helped re-gamma irradiate Stearns' body. So Stearns wants to be smart again, basically.
Right. He wants to read.
He's
looking at the wind and the willows in the corner. He's dying to get back into it. He was on chapter 10. He's fucking raged.
He'd heard about a caterpillar that was very hungry. Oof. And he needs to know how that ends.
He's just missing out.
And they got the radiation from Hulk's friend, Rick Jones, who is very prevalent in the comics, not touched on in the movies at all. But Rick Jones was also a Hulk at this point. So they basically...
Right.
It's fine. You don't need to know. It's fine. Connor, come on.
It's fine.
Bear with me.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. Why are all these people swimming in gamma radiation?
It's so prevalent in the 60s, it's man.
They'd be going mad at 5G these days.
So, Hulk managed to use the knowledge in the Banner part of his brain to construct a new gamma ray machine and then knocked out the Rick Jones Hulk and strapped him into it. Huh?
You looked at me like that was a complete sentence that made fucking sense.
It was. All those words
like Hulk. Yeah, they do, but with no context. Hulk looked in a part of his brain that Bruce couldn't see or could see.
It was just the Banner part of his brain. It's all in there.
Banner
just
banner
needs to look hard enough.
Yeah, of course. And so then he got that, and then he strapped the other Hulk to the table.
Yeah. And
then he had a gamma ray gun.
No, it's a big machine. Strips the radiation out of Rick Jones's body.
Oh, it strips radiation from... Fuck off. It doesn't just give radiation. It's a hoover of radiation.
Yeah, it's a machine that can simultaneously direct gamma radiation but can't produce gamma radiation.
Right. Okay, yeah.
You're with me now.
That makes perfect sense. I'm glad you explained it.
The resulting experiment successfully infused the gamma radiation into Samuel Stearns' body, but it also destroyed the lab, causing the Hulk and Rick Jones to believe that the leader had perished. Also, Samuel Stearns just started calling himself the leader. That's just something he did. However, he didn't die. He escaped and he stole General Ross's body, making his way to one of his own labs that he had set up in New Mexico's desert.
Fucked.
You, like,
why does everybody have a lab?
They all have secret labs all over the place. Why not?
How many Hulks are there?
At this point, probably like 4.
That is pretty incredible, to be fair.
As in not believable.
As in not believable, yes.
So he regained his intelligence. This time he also had a larger bald head, which was more mutated than his former look.
To be fair, all that radiation is going to lead to male pattern baldness.
That's, it is. That's the least of his concerns, though.
To be fair. He's not like looking at the styling in the mirror like, oh, fuck.
Oh, I really need to get onto one of those internet sites that cure baldness. And the other thing.
The other thing is ruined.
Oh, that's ruined. In bits. Just, it's like mashed potatoes. You're gonna love this next sentence, though.
Go for it.
The leader then developed technology which was capable of returning life to dead bodies.
Yeah, of course. He just developed it one day.
Just
what
fucking threw it out there. Said, look, let's work on this. And then he did
this.
This
man's been smart for maybe a week. What the fuck is Tony Stark doing? Nothing. This lad knows this stuff.
So he used it on General Ross, his body, and it resulted in a walking coma. So he was alive, but he had no mind, basically. So
he's just made zombies.
He's effectively made zombies.
Right.
Nothing that he doesn't start Marvel Zombies or anything like that.
But once again, this isn't really a big plot point in Marvel history, that this man's created something that can take people back from the dead.
Well, it is and it isn't. It's a nice way of, now they have, any time, you know, Professor X dies, they can just fucking bring him over and make a deal with the leader.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's the new, like, time travel younger version of themselves into the future kind of a thing.
And he'd be more willing to deal with Professor X as well because of the hair situation. He's like, they're like bald brothers.
They're bald brothers, correct?
Yeah, they're bald brothers. Yeah.
So then the leader recruited two people named Rock and Redeemer, who were, they were originally like kind of mercenary soldier type dudes who would fight the Hulk. That's what they were trained for. But he just recruited them into his ranks and then sent them to steal a gamma bomb from a US government facility planted in Middletown, Arizona, Connor. Now,
Okay.
He then taunted the Hulk with the fact that there was a bomb that would go off in mere hours.
Mere hours. You don't have time to get there. It's in 17 hours.
All part of the plan. It's in 4 billion hours. It's all part of the plan, though, because the leader waited for Hulk to investigate and to find the bomb. Then he set Rock and Redeemer on him. So he just said, like, go, minions. And then in the battle, Hulk was weakened. He did win, but he was weakened, reaching the bomb with minutes remaining. And I chose this character entirely for the next line because I knew you would love it.
I'm clapping. I'm clapping already. Go on.
The leader, being a sore loser, had teleported himself, Rock, and Redeemer away and then manually exploded the bomb.
Yes. Fuck him up. I love a sore loser. I love it.
He's petty. He's pure petty.
Go for it.
What he had done then, he had set up shields all around the town, so the blast was contained, and everything inside of that became known as Gamma Town. So he was setting up his own town where everyone would be irradiated.
I am so much overlooking the fact that this guy calls everything gamma something that I could spend an hour talking about the stupidity of Gamma Town and this man that was made of gamma rays and is able to suck gamma rays out of people and put it into other people. It's just, it's a whole thing, Sean. We're just going to overlook that. This man's a fucking idiot.
Oh, there's more bullshit to come with Gamma in, oh, here in we the future.
Go. Okay.
Now, Stearns then, under Gamma Town, he set up an ice town called Freehold, and he began populating that with radiation victims.
You're saying all these sentences, but it's just out of nowhere. He just built an ice town. Where did he get the ice?
It's underground. It's cold or something.
Yeah.
Or something.
All right.
It's gamma. It's okay. Gamma radiation, Connor.
It's not gamma radiation.
So his whole plan, by the way, he started populating Freehold with radiation victims, both great and simple-minded alike, knowing that some form of total annihilation was due to happen on Earth, and Freehold would survive, and they would repopulate. Because of his generosity and kindness, the people of Freehold loved him.
Right. Okay. Hang on.
Yeah.
Just, I need to clear up a few things that I'm assuming the listeners are probably...
Fair.
Probably thinking the same. So you've got this guy, right? Yeah. He gives himself gamma radiation. Because he wants to be like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay. He calls himself the leader. He doesn't lead anyone. He has like henchmen.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Then he blows up a bomb in a city, right? Which I can only assume kills everyone there.
Five people survive.
Okay. I'm taking five. Five is good. Because he has walls as well, because you can't even leave.
Shield walls,
which would mean that those five people are definitely also dead. Nobody's surviving that.
Taken away by the government. They got outside the walls.
Of course. I'm being an idiot. So, he has this city that's been blown up. That's like Chernobyl. And nobody can go there, really. But then he decides that he builds an ice city underneath Chernobyl. Or his version of it. And then he invites people in who are radiation victims to live there. And his plan is that they will stay in that ice city until the Earth gets destroyed or eradicated, and then they will repopulate coming out from their ice city underground.
Making him the leader.
I just wanted to get that out in the open, that's what has occurred. Because I feel like I'm on drugs. But go on.
It's a lot, I will grant you. Now, do you remember Rick Jones?
Yes.
He had the gamma energy siphoned out of his body by the machine.
Yeah.
Now, Rick Jones's girlfriend has died recently, okay?
No.
Rick Jones is very sad about this. Turns out that in the gamma transfer, Rick Jones and the leader had developed some form of empathetic link. And so, all the sadness that Rick was feeling for his dead girlfriend was being felt by the leader as well.
Oh my god. And that's going to make it difficult to lead all those people underneath that city that's made of ice.
It is. But, Connor, what's one of the leader's major scientific breakthroughs that he's ever come up with?
Oh, he can bring people back from the dead.
He can bring people back from the dead. And he approached Rick Jones with an offer.
Sorry, I skipped that in my summary, that he can bring people back from the dead, but that's a thing.
It is a thing. Now, at the minute, look, he'll bring them back, but they're not the same person, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the agreement. Him and Rick Jones came to an agreement that, like, okay, we can revive her. Then Rick Jones might stop being sad, and so the leader would stop being sad as well.
Makes sense. Perfect plot.
So, this means that Rick Jones had to go to Freehold. And when he was there, he met the General Ross that the leader had brought back to life.
And he's like, I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, this isn't fair. It's Marlo is his girlfriend's name. He's like, oh, I don't want this for Marlo. That's not fair. But then the leader ensured him that he had perfected the process.
Nailed it. Did you not see my fucking radiation gun? It's unreal.
It's unreal, lad. Because one of the five who didn't die in the explosion, Connor, was someone called Jason McCall, who was a priest. and he had the ability to bind the soul back with the resurrected body. Huh?
I'm not even going to jump in. Please continue. That's happening.
That's fair.
Were they on drugs when they wrote this? Of course they were on drugs when they wrote this. Of course, I just want to make that clear.
It's ridiculous.
They got to the thing that brings people back from the dead, and someone went, yeah, but there's some plot holes there. We're going to need someone that's able to bring souls back.
So we're nearly at the end of the story, and then into powers and abilities. But
okay,
while this was taking place, Freehold came under attack, where Hydra raided the facility, trying to take control of it. Hulk then jumped in, because it means that he discovered basically where Freehold was, and Hulk wanted revenge on the leader for the 5,000 people he killed in Gamma Town.
Makes sense.
Now, the experiment to bring Marlowe back to life had already begun at this point, and the leader sent out Rick Jones to, like, placate the Hulk, like, calm him down. If he runs through here, we're not going to be able to bring Marlowe back.
Yeah, chill out, man.
Come on, sun's getting real low, big guy.
Look, take my fucking hand, right? Sun's getting real low. We've got a priest there, he's bringing back souls. I'm able to bring back people from the dead. Don't fucking ask questions. There's 5 people left. One of them's a priest. He can bring people back from the dead. What's the fucking chances? I don't know. You don't know either, Mark Ruffalo.
Father McCall, at this point, going by the alias Soul Man.
Fuck's sake. Everybody has a gig.
And so, while Soul Man was doing his thing, Leader had equipment set up, logging everything that Soul Man did, believing that he could duplicate the man's powers and give himself immortality. Hulk then burst in and destroyed the machine by throwing the leader and Soul Man into it, causing it to explode, and the leader did not come out of the resultant explosion.
But did Soul Man?
No, Soul Man is also dead.
Oh, fuck. He was my favourite.
He was my
favourite. Should have seen him play a fucking saxophone, boy. He was absolutely unreal.
You were a soul stan.
Played by Marvin Gaye.
Following his death in Freehold, the leader's disembodied spirit possessed one of his followers, known as Omnibus.
Well, they're spirits now. Yeah, of course.
It happens, you know. Omnibus used to be a salesman. Then he got quite intelligent after all the gamma radiation. The leader, through Omnibus, launched a series of terrorist attacks in an effort to plunge the world into chaos. After this, the citizens of Freehold put Omnibus on trial and found him guilty of the leader's crimes, exiling him to the Arctic Circle. After wandering in the tundra for some time, Omnibus was eaten by a polar bear. He's a really good villain. He's just super dumb.
I'll be honest, that's the worst story I've ever heard. I've heard some stories, right?
Right.
I've heard some comic book
runs. You've told some stories.
I've told some stories in this show. We've covered some real bad characters. Lads that are dinosaurs, like. Terrible characters. We had that guy who... the bouncing boy, right?
Yeah.
That story you just told is the worst story ever told on this show.
No, it's backfired on me horribly.
No. And it's nothing to do with you. But it's genuinely terrible. If that was written for a show, that show would be cancelled.
That show would be gone immediately.
That is Arrow Season 4, but worse.
Ah, Connor, come on. It's not that bad.
It is.
He was
eaten by a polar bear.
Yeah.
But not even him. His soul was in somebody else's body that he blew up, that is now eaten by a polar bear.
Yeah, see, it's not that hard to understand.
You know it is. And then there was a guy called Soul Man.
Soul Man with the power to put souls in bodies. On to powers and abilities.
Go on. I'm mad. I'm legit pissed. Go on.
He has super genius intelligence, so he has superhuman mental acumen. The potential of his intelligence is nearly unlimited. He is potentially capable of mastering every worldly subject and capable of adopting concepts completely foreign to his environment.
Has he tried story cohesion?
He's not gotten to that book yet. His intuition is heightened to the degree that his hunches are almost always correct.
Fuck off!
He has perfect memory, able to recall every moment since the accident that gave him his powers.
Columbo has both of those powers as well, though, so that's not actually that impressive.
Well, it's quite cool, I would say. Yeah. He also then has telepathy. He can mentally control certain individuals, providing that they are weak-minded. He became the Red Leader at one point. What that meant, he could manipulate gamma radiation, and he is able to resurrect himself each time he dies. There's this thing with all gamma radiated mutates, that there's a thing called the Green Door, where when you die, if you walk through that door, you come back to life. He also, Connor, it doesn't end there. Fun side note, if you Google the leader, it brings up the president of your country. So for us, it's just Michael D. Higgins.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite strange.
I think this story would be improved if you imagined Michael D. doing all this.
Michael D. could. He has the heart.
He
also Samuel Stern's the leader, has consumptive learning, so he can devour the minds or parts of minds to gain the knowledge of individuals.
Such cool powers.
For such a lame man.
Such wasted potential.
And like, he can basically devour your own brain and take all your thoughts. And he also has possession. So he can possess other gamma mutates when he's a disembodied spirit.
This guy is fucking overpowered to the max.
Yeah.
Whatever the story needs him to do, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, he's just the best, smartest scientist, but evil, basically. His weakness is that he is greatly hampered by his own arrogance, immaturity, and obsession with defeating the Hulk, which causes him to lose sight of necessary details and act prematurely.
Right. Okay.
And one of his main goals his egotism has led him to embark on mad, impractical schemes to turn the rest of humanity into green-skinned beings like himself. So he's just fucking mad, basically. If I were to sum him up in some kind of 1-7 rating system...
I've just been laughing. It's so bad. Go on.
He has an intelligence of 6.
Fuck off.
A strength of 2. Speed of 2. Durability of 2. What?
I thought he's like super strong.
No, he just got the smarts. He's a regular man otherwise. He's as strong as a regular man in regular exercise.
Oh, fantastic.
Strength of 2, speed of 2, durability of 2, energy projection of 3, and fighting skills of 2.
So, how does he have durability of 2 if he can bring himself back from the dead?
Oh, because you can break his arms really easily.
Yeah, but he... Okay. All right. I give up.
So that's my report on the leader, Connor.
I'll be honest with you. I never want to hear that name again.
Really?
I never want to hear anything about him.
Even if Tim Blake Nelson comes back?
Even if Tim comes back, I'm not looking at it.
Oh, dear.
I can't.
Oh, no, this is awful. This is the worst.
That is... I actually hate The Incredible Hulk, the movie, more now.
Oh, no.
Because you just told me that.
Oh, my platform.
It backfired.
Oh, I had one chance. One opportunity to seize everything I ever wanted.
Mom Spaghetti, you fucked it.
So look, I'd love to know if there's an equivalent DC character, if you want to cover them at some point, but...
Oh, I don't think there is.
Okay. Well then, would you like to take us out, Connor?
Yes. I feel like I was very grumpy today, or like
That's
aggressive,
fine.
But also, I just feel like it wasn't the character for me. And I very early on made a decision that I didn't want to know.
I felt you connected far more when I did Swarm than when I did the leader.
Swarm was one of my faves because he was like fun dumb, where like everything he did made no sense, but it made sense in his story. Whereas this guy was just doing like, they came up with like 7 plots and they were like, Stan, pick one of them. And Stan Lee was like, fucking do all 7 at once. See what happens.
See what happens. It's the new Marvel formula, guys.
So if you want to listen to more of our shows, we of course have done Hero Zero for many weeks. We cover all sorts of DC and Marvel characters if you want to go back to listen to any of them. We also have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/Heroes for Hire podcast. And over there we do lots of movie reviews. We've done a Loki review. We've done Falcon and Winter Soldier reviews. Just all sorts of reviews are all over there if you want to get access to any of that stuff. You can also get a shout out on the show if you give $2 a month, and they get read out by Sean on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Hello.
We also have a store, a merch store, if you want to get yourself a hoodie or a hat or a t-shirt or any of that stuff. What would really help us out if you gave us a like and review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. Please don't review this episode, but maybe just previous episodes we've done.
When people Google Heroes for Hire, I want this to come up.
this to be the one. They're like, what the fuck is going on? you can give us a like and review anywhere. That like it helps so much. Just even that small thing of just 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever. And most importantly, you can follow us over on Twitter at Heroes for Hire Pod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook Heroes for Hire Podcast. Instagram Heroes for Hire Podcast. We also have a Facebook discussion group called Detective Divilman's Discussion Group. So you can join up there. We have chats about movies and stuff when they come out. And most importantly, just tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one. And if that human being could be some kind of green-skinned intelligent man, who's to say?
No, don't. If they're green skin, don't tell them.
Well, Connor.
So ignorant.
So ignorant. Discrimination.
So I have been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean Dean.
And we shall see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.